Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin girls and boys soccer traveled to Rock Springs over the weekend with the hopes of coming back to Gillette with the 4A state championships. Starting with the defending state champion Bolt Ladies, they began the state tournament on Thursday with a 4-2 win over Natrona County to advance to the semifinals on Friday against Kelly Walsh. However, it would be the Trojans victorious, winning 2-1 in the second round of a sudden-death shootout 6-5 as the Bolt Ladies come up short of repeating as state champions, competing in the state championship game for the fifth season in a row and their third state championship in four seasons. The Bolt Ladies did rebound on Saturday in the third-place game, defeating Cheyenne East 2-1 as the Bolt Ladies continue their streak of returning to Gillette with a podium finish ever since Thunder Basin was established in 2017. Moving to the Bolt boys, they went to Rock Springs in search of their first state championship in program history. The Bolt boys got a good start, defeating the three-time defending state champions Jackson in the first round on Thursday 2-1. The Bolts advanced to the semifinals on Friday against Kelly Walsh and defeated the Trojans 1-0 to advance to the championship game for the third time in program history, where they went up against Cheyenne Central for the championship on Saturday. Angel Ontiveros would score the game's first goal in the 26th minute, and that would end up being the game's only goal as Thunder Basin defeated Central 1-0 to clinch their first state championship in program history. With the boys soccer team and Bolt softball clinching state championships on Saturday, Thunder Basin now has multiple state championships during the calendar school year for the second year in a row. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.